This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, Paul. Well, wow. This thing still work?
This thing on?
We're back. We are back. A lot of sports shit has happened. Before we start, obviously we always talk about LA teams, but congrats to South Carolina and UConn going back to back.
Dude, UConn is just a man amongst boys.
Anything else we need to cover before that?
I mean, a lot's happened. I feel like
not regarding LA teams, just as far as those two champions. Anything else?
I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, baseball season started. I think we're already way deep into baseball. I mean, congrats UConn, congrats South Carolina, congrats Caitlin Clark. I mean, great career.
Yep.
You know, somebody give her flowers, but no, let's get into it, dude. I miss.
All right, man, where do you want to start?
Let's chatter.
Dude, let's start with the, since I got the hat on, let's just start with the Kings. I mean, I saw one team last night play like they wanted to clinch the playoffs and the other team just give up. Which team do you think that would be?
I would have hoped it would have been the Kings, but the Ducks.
You're scared to play. I get that. I do get that.
Like, where did the Lakers play the Clippers? It's like that's the Clippers NBA Finals to them in the past. Like the Ducks want to beat us before they go to Cancun.
True. I'll give you that. I mean, and it's everyone in the NHL is good. You can't take the way we started. I was like, dude, we'll win easy. And then I'm really not sure what's we'll be fine. We're going to make the playoffs. But it's just like, come on, man. You want to clinch against the Ducks. What's going on with Byfield, bro?
Okay, so he's hot and cold. I mean, I love the kid. He's on a little cold streak right now, but he was so hot. He was
still a great earlier. Season, and he's still the future is there. But do we need him to get going before the playoffs, bro?
Absolutely. And here's the thing: I'm on the Kings last night in that game. Stupid penalties. I think stupid penalties were the difference in that game. I mean, we got those back to back penalties. We killed one of them. We got lucky. The goal was disallowed. Get another penalty right after. I mean, stupid penalties is what shot us in the foot last night. I mean, there's no excuse right now. We are healthy. We got a couple of guys on the injury list, but like they're not really key role players. But we are fully healthy going into the playoffs. There's no excuses right now. I'm a little Here's bit
the
nervous.
Thing. Well, this is the main thing to talk about. Okay, so we're probably going to win tomorrow. We're going to make the playoffs. But who do you... Okay, well, there's three teams that we could play. It's either Dallas, Vancouver, or Edmonton.
Correct.
We all Kings fans out there watching this season, we want Vancouver, right? We have their number.
I think so, yes.
Yes.
But I think that's the longest shot. I know you're saying
Vancouver's number one. They've been amazing. But then Dallas, I do not want to. Dallas, we played them all three times. We got smoked all three times. And then Oilers, we were talking, me, you, and Antap were talking, what, third time's a charm? But, I mean, those guys just might have our number. What team do you want to play, dude?
I'd want the Canucks. I want Vancouver. I think that's the least likely of the three to happen. After that, I would take my chances with the Oilers over Dallas. Dallas just seems like they're steamrolling teams. Dallas worries me. Dallas could win the whole entire thing. Dallas could be in the final before we know it. Yeah. I would take the Oilers right now. Third time's a charm. I think I have to imagine Doughty, Kopi, like these Talbot, these veterans stand on their head to beat the Oilers this time around.
You would think. I mean, that's all we could hope for, right? But I know we still got four games left, right? Can we still need some momentum. We can't be losing.
We got Flames, we got Ducks, left. Wild, Blackhawks.
Can we
all
win four
teams
in a row?
That are already out that don't care.
And then let's give the backup goalie some a couple games that can get him ready for the playoffs, right? What's his name? Riddick. Get him ready. I mean, and stay healthy, right? We got to stay healthy.
I think we're fine healthy-wise. Ardvi's healthy. Byfield needs to turn it on right now. He needs to find that gear that he was in about a month and a half ago. It's been a fantastic season. I don't care what anybody says. It's been a fantastic season. We got three guys that are going to hit over 75 points. Kempe, Fiala, and Kopi.
Trevor Moore, 30 goals.
30 goals with Moore.
Like we said, amazing season. But I was just asking what's going on with him last week or so, but I'm sure he'll pick it up.
He's got to bounce back. Maybe he's in his own head. But, I mean, to be honest, dude, I honestly think if we can't get the Canucks, I'd rather take the Oilers over Dallas. I know the Oilers have ripped the hearts out of our chest physically. I do agree with you.
At least we could
rather take Oilers
keep those games close. Even last year, we were in all those games. Dallas, dude, watching the games this year, not even close, man.
I mean, they blew us out recently. What, like 4-5, 4-0.
And then the other ones were all blowouts too. So, okay, so I guess we'll have to wait to no. But you don't want them popping champagne balls tomorrow if they clinch playoffs.
No, not at all.
No.
Hockey is different, dude.
I know.
Start growing the beard. That's when you start growing the beard. You start growing the beard tomorrow.
All right. So we're laying it on. We want Canucks. We're okay with Oilers. Avoid Dallas at all costs, right?
I think it's exactly, you hit the nail on the head. Avoid Dallas at all costs.
All right. Go Kings, go. Pucks on that. Clinch tomorrow. All right. Now let's go to another team where, shit, just last week we were cruising and we thought we were going to get the 6 seed. Now it looks like Lakers are going to end up being the 10 seed, right? Unless the Warriors somehow, but they're tied in the loss column and then they got an easy schedule. So we're going to be the 10 seed, huh? Looks like.
I mean, who do we have left? We got Memphis and New Orleans left, I think.
True, but they got three games against like Utah. And
they got a game in hand.
Yeah, let's just assume that we're going to be 10 seed. So we went from 6 to 10. LeBron and AD, the worst time to not play, our injuries or just bad luck.
Is it?
I'm just saying.
You really going to say it's bad luck? The guy, what do you have? Nausea? Does he have cramps?
Seemed like us after a fucking night at Wayne's, right? And he couldn't play.
Who said it best? Who said it that Kobe played with, you know, broken fingers?
Francis. Yeah, I know.
Fractured. Oh,
at least LeBron played and he almost got a triple double. It wasn't LeBron, but AD, man.
But it's AD, dude. And here's the thing. We said this. How many? I want to know. I got to look back. We got a stat guy. Can we get the stat guy?
But overall, on this year, got to give AD credit, dude. He's played most of the year. That's the crazy thing is that both these guys have been healthy all year. Dude, we're going to finish the 10th seed. Someone's got to go, bro.
I almost think that how many games has LeBron sat out and we've done better without LeBron?
That's what I mean. Dude, if LeBron wants to go play with, hey, he got us the ring. But if he wants to go play with this kid next year but you know we're going to give him the Kobe contract. We already talked about that too.
Stupid. I don't even want to talk about that. I don't want to entertain that thought right now. Here's the thing. They got to stop sitting out games because you know what? You're not going to be able to sit out a game, 7-game series when you're playing Denver. So why do it now? Like, are you doing it now just to rest up for the playoffs? Dude, fucking play, dude. Just play. I don't care how nausea, dude. Yeah. Jordan, it just frustrates me.
So at this point, if we're going to accept the 10 seed, we don't think we could. I know we're ahead of them. Technically right now, should we just have them rest the next two games and just take the 10th spot and go into Golden State and try to beat them? Or does that sound crazy?
Is it guaranteed Golden State? Sacramento?
I guess if Golden State... Yeah, I don't know. It's looking like 9 or 10 seed where, shit, just last week it could have been the 6th seed. Son of a bitch.
That's the story of the Lakers season, dude. It's the story of the Lakers past 3 years.
But we do... Dude, how about... how about that Vincent contract's looking horrible right now? Did you know this? He's been back four games.
Is that too late?
3 points. 3 points. Where was the Vincent from the Miami finals? They'll score in every play.
Here's the thing. We are half a game behind Sacramento, so we can still get that 8 seed. If I'm not mistaken here.
No, because the Warriors would take, if they do what they should do, they're going to, so we're either going to be 9 or 10, unless Warriors just lose 3 in a row. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, but if Warriors lose, if we win out and Warriors, there's still a chance that Sacramento could fall to the 10 seed.
Okay. Well,
if my math is correct here, there's still a chance that Sacramento could fall to the 10 seed.
Okay. Well, we're going to beat Memphis and then probably lose the Pelicans. So I think that will give us the 10 seed, but you never know. NBA.
Yeah, because talking about
Cancun, everyone's ready for Cancun, the teams that are out.
Neither us nor the Warriors play Sacramento. Sacramento's got New Orleans, Phoenix, and Portland. Mm-hmm. I mean, so yeah, Sacramento could still fall to the 10 seed. That's not locked up yet.
Okay, and then so we'll be there 9 or 10. But either way, hopefully we want to be 9 and play at home against Sacramento. We don't want to go into Cowbell, right? Sacramento.
Yeah, light the fucking stupid lamp. God, I hate that stupid thing. That's the dumbest thing in sports. You pressing a button and lights up outside the stadium. I mean,
Sacramento.
God, they got nothing overall, else going for them. I get it.
It's just crazy that we couldn't even get. We're gonna have a play-in year with our two of our best players healthy majority of the year. That just shows, like, dude, some of these other guys have had to step up. D'Angelo's, he's had some moments. Reeves has been kind of consistent.
But here's the thing. I got a question for you. Yeah. Let's say we get through the play-in. We get into the actual real playoffs, because I think the play-in is still stupid, in my opinion. I mean, it doesn't make sense when three-quarters of the league makes the playoffs, technically. So let's say we get through the play-in. We make it to a seven-game series in the first round. What teams are you worried about? Because I know we keep on talking about Denver. I know we keep on saying we can't match up with Denver. AD cannot match up with Denver. We cannot match up. We keep on saying that. Denver's not even the number one seed right now. They're tied for the first seed, but they still could lose that to Minnesota.
Yeah, well, we'll probably
what teams play, are you worried about?
We're going to play either Minnesota or obviously I wanted OKC to make, if we're going to make the eighth seed, I want OKC to make the number one seed, are they? But it doesn't look like it.
I mean, they're only half a game back.
We beat them like three times this year. Oh,
they're only half a game back. So again, they could easily.
Well, let's just talk about basically we're going back to what we talked about the Kings. Say we get through that. Would you rather play? Everyone's going to say, obviously, we don't want to play Denver. So Denver, OKC, or Minnesota?
In my opinion, OKC, absolutely.
Okay, number one. I'd
rather play OKC.
And then I know your boy Nick Wright was saying, dude, Lakers should want to play Denver right away, beat them early. But I don't.
Don't get me wrong. There's very few times I agree with Nick Wright. I actually might not agree. I might not disagree with that point that he has.
No, I mean, and then Minnesota, they seem like a juggernaut all year.
It's like a prison fight. You want to fight the biggest, baddest guy first to set the tone, right? Go straight for the jugular. Go for Denver.
So, okay, see Denver or the Minnesota last?
I mean, Minnesota doesn't really impress me too much. I know their record says otherwise, and I know they're a solid basketball team.
Anthony Edwards is unbelievable.
But, I mean...
And they match up well with us because they got some, what they got, Gobert.
I'll tell you this, though. I would rather get knocked out by any other team except the Clippers. I do not want to get knocked out of the playoffs with the Clippers. That is rule number one.
Right?
That is rule number one. We are not getting balanced by the Clippers.
No, that's the rule number one. Rule number 13, no excuses.
Like a champion.
Oh, man. It's just great. No, I mean, still overall decent year, but when you have AD and LeBron, you can't even make the top six.
Hey, but you know what, though? We won the in-season tournament.
Dude, did you ever get the shirt for that?
We can hang our hat on that one. In-season tournament champions.
We'll end on that. We'll see how we shape up.
The banner's up there. The crypt.
In-season champs. So that, at least LeBron got us that. In-season champs. And then lastly on the LA teams, let's go to Dodgers. I mean, 162 of these. We're 10-5. Positives that we're going to score at least five runs every game, except for what? We only not scored twice. Top of lineup's good.
Top of lineup's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about the negatives. All of them are batting over 300.
Let's talk about the negatives.
Well, and a couple more positives. I'll stick with a couple positives. Bueller's close.
He was close. Glasnow looks great.
Glasnow looks phenomenal.
Yamamoto looks way better than he did in spring. Thank God.
Glasnow looks phenomenal, both like pitching and just on the mound. The guy ever sleep alone? I mean, he's increased the female fans, in Los Angeles by like 200%.
But are you scared that he's... Dude, just knock on wood that he won't be.
Oh, he's an injury waiting to happen.
I know.
He's an injury waiting to happen.
The way he throws. And the way Bobby Miller throws, too. He's an injury waiting to happen as well, which.
Hayward's close. I think Hayward, they're saying he could be due back this weekend. So Hayward should be back. We got a
huge homestand against some dog shit teams. Oh, no, Padres this weekend.
We got Padres, Nats, and Nationals, I believe. Mets. Sorry, yes.
So
Padres, Nats, and Mets.
Some wins and just. Hopefully we just get into that first spot and just. All of a sudden, you look, we're up 10 games in the NL West, right?
Now that I think about it, that we're playing the Mets coming up. Right now is probably when I need to start giving Buttress just a ton of shit for being a Mets fan. I got to start it early right now, right? Yes. I got to early and often just giving him shit for being a Mets fan still. So here's the thing. The Gratterall injury, we haven't gotten a chance to touch on that since the season started.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
That's horrible.
Brutal.
And why, dude, I love Vesia's, like, I love his, when he comes out, he's all pumped up, but why is he always the first one out of our bullpen?
That's a good question. I don't know. We should ask that at FanFest.
Has he ever got a 1-2-3 inning?
I don't think so, actually, to be honest. But I did say today, who would you rather have, Vessia or Bickford? They got
Vessia
Bickford.
For sure.
And look where Bickford's at.
Where's
the
he at?
Mets? He's a Met now.
Hey, Evan Phillips has looked great. Kelly looked good today in this outing.
A few things.
Let's talk negative. What the hell? Chris Taylor looks fucking lost out there, dude. He looks lost out there.
What did he look? Did he look into the eclipse? I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
We gave him a contract, right?
God, it was a little small.
Maybe that's why he's counting. He's just like, you know what? I know he's been on the team for 9 years. We love him. Had some big moments, but dude, that guy. What? I know it's early.
Look, I know we're winning games, right? I know we're winning games. I know we should win, run away with the West. That's fine. I don't give a shit about the West. Yeah. There are some things right now, and it's still early. You're right. It's still early. We're not even 3 weeks into the season. There are a couple things that we need to fix and need to fix now. I'm sorry, dude. Everybody can disagree with me. The boys in Rick's boys chat, Edgar, you guys can all give me shit. Max Muncy is a piece of shit. Nobody will fucking believe me or listen to me. I will die on this hill. I don't care if he hits a home run every week. I don't care if he hits a home run every other game. When you're leading the league in strikeouts consistently, he's batting, what, 250 right now, 253? Give it another couple of weeks that is going to be below 200. I'm done with it. I'm willing to give somebody else a chance at third base. Put CT3, timeout, maybe not CT3. Rojas, put Kike. I know Kike's batting like shit right now, but he hasn't had the at-bats to at least get a chance. Uh-huh. I'm done with Muncy. I don't care. We are Dodger fans. All the Dodger fans are living on the sentiment because he told Baumgartner to get it out of the fucking water himself. That's the one reason why we love Muncy. I'm done with them. I'm still done with the strikeouts, dude.
Okay, I know you're done with the strikeouts. I still think he's doing better than what you put on. His numbers aren't that bad. Look at Teoscar. He's been amazing, but he still has strikeouts. Strikeouts
aren't all the end all be all. You know what? At least Teoscar is contributing way more than Muncy is, in my opinion, because right now we're down an outfielder. So I think an outfielder is more valuable than what Muncy's doing first.
This Trammell guy.
Muncy is fucking averaging 2.5 strikeouts a game.
That means
2.5 strikeouts a game.
I know. So you're concerned about the. Are you concerned about the bottom lineup or won't matter because our top three are just unbelievable?
I'm 100% concerned about the bottom of our lineup.
Everyone was kind of worried about Otani, and then I think he leads the league in every freaking category, right?
Well, that's Mookie.
Oh, yeah.
Mookie leads the league in everything.
Otani would. He had like six.
Which, congratulations. Breaking news today. Otani is cleared by the FBI.
I know you want to say something there, or
I still really quick. I want to carry on this Muncy rant real quick. This is why the bottom of the lineup worries me. We are on pace to break the single season strikeout record by a combined team. We're on pace to blow that out of the water. I think we're at 100. We're close to 150 strikeouts already, which is like I think 20 more than the next place, second place team right now in the league. That is not going to cut it in October when you're facing pitching, playoff pitching. That is not going to cut it.
And dude,
so we need to fix the strikeouts now.
And we like Barnes, but how do we not have a better backup catcher? This guy's another easy out as well. Is it because Kershaw loves him so much? AJ Ellis type thing?
Again, sentiment. We stuck with Kershaw for another year. We got to keep his catcher. Like, these aren't the things that are going to win us titles, no matter how good the top of our lineup is. Mookie, Shohei, Freddie, Will. Like, I get it. These guys could carry any baseball team. Mm-hmm. It's the bottom half that wins you championships. It's the bullpen.
The guys that come out of nowhere that wins you championships are always in the playoffs. I agree.
That are dominating pitching right now. The teams that are dominating in pitching right now, Yankees, Cleveland, the Pirates out of nowhere. Look at their run differentials compared to our run differentials. Now, we're giving up too many runs. Yes, we're winning games. We're giving up too many runs. We're striking out too many times. It's a recipe for disaster. It's the middle of April. Fix it now.
Fix it now. And then congrats to Otani on that. The FBI's looked up. So he was just changing bank. But still, I don't think whoever's working. The Tony's manager and all that, they're obviously got to be fired, right? And then wouldn't the bank notify you, like, dude, what are you sending $4.5 million to? I don't know, right?
I mean, first off,
I believe Tony, but I'm just saying,
This is a very American stereotype that a lot of Asian people that have money don't use typical banks. So like, you know, his money's like stashed in some different places. So I could see that maybe it's not like he has his bank.
He's not getting a text from Bank of America, right?
You know, like, he's not. Yeah. He's not getting updates from Wells Fargo.
You're right.
So second, I mean, maybe he just has fuck you money where $4.5 million goes missing.
Probably like.
We probably just invested it. We got drunk last night on the sake and we dropped a bunch into crypto. Who like
that's true.
It's fuck you money.
Yeah. But you were at first the story was obviously fishy for everyone, right?
Absolutely.
So yeah.
Absolutely, because I mean it just doesn't make sense. But I mean, I guess we're not living that life where we just have that much money and if $4.5 million goes missing, we don't notice it.
Must be nice. Okay, Otani's good, so hopefully baseball can just move on.
Yeah, we got some easy series coming up. Let's beat the shit out of the Padres. Dude, the Nats are terrible. The Mets are
terrible, dude. I see it's going a big run, but we'll see. It depends on our pitching.
They're talking Bueller is close to a rehab start. So, I mean, that's not too far away. That sounds very promising. Kershaw and May are still a ways away. Trinan, I think the last word we saw, he's weeks away. So Trinan, we not expect him back anytime soon.
Hey, as long as we score 5 runs, we should win most games, right?
Most?
Yeah.
Got to stop striking out.
Yeah. All right, man. Hello, friends.
Ooh, it's that time of year again.
But of course, why does it feel like weather's affecting? Dude, tomorrow it's going to delayed start. Tomorrow thunderstorms, Friday wind. Come on, always, man. What the hell?
Maybe they move. I know it's always April. Do we need to move the Masters back?
Man.
I'm just glad climate change, something, whatever it is.
I'm just glad the LIV players are back. So what you want? You want everyone playing, the best players all in the world going at it, right?
You know I love me some LIV.
I know. I haven't watched any of LIV. You've been watching or not lately?
I've been following. I have not watched recently. I'm excited for the Adelaide tournament in Australia, which is coming up next. That their Adelaide tournament's like the PGA version of the Phoenix Open. So that one's going to be wild and a party down there. So I'm excited for that one.
Let's start with the two main things. Is Tiger going to make the cut? I say yes. What do you think?
I was going to ask, forget about the cut. Is Tiger going to make it through 2 rounds without withdrawing?
That's a better bet. He might
have a decent. That's the question.
He couldn't even make it through the Genesis through 1 round, right? Or he did 1 round and was out.
But this is different Tiger. This is sex-free Tiger. This is giving up sex Tiger.
I'd like to know which friend said that. And then Phil. And then talk about, it's not this. Phil, is he going to make the cut?
I mean, don't forget, Phil was in the mix. He
finished top 5 last year, right?
Exactly.
And he bet on himself, for sure.
Which I love how you can do that in golf. Can't do that in NBA. Clearly, a silver.
Let's give the people some what we think. Or no, I mean this is going to come out later. But let's give some locks. What are you thinking?
I got a question. I mean, you've looked at the pairings, right? You've seen the pairings for the first round. Which pairing are you most excited to watch? So I wrote down a few that I'm excited to see. Which pairing? I mean, obviously you want to see Tiger, Day, and Homa, right? I know you.
Yes, those are my guys. But what's the other one? Dude, how about they put Harmon with Koepka? You know, Koepka hates playing with slow guys. He does that waggle.
I did see that.
Yeah. What was the one with Rory? And I like that.
Oh,
it's
Scheffler, Rory, and Schauffele.
Well, there you go. That's the one
there. That is the one. I mean, the winner could come out of that right there. I do like DJ Morikawa and Tommy Fleetwood.
That's a good one.
I think that's a solid one. I think that's actually the one that's teeing off last. They're the very last group to go out, I want to say.
Nice. Well, depending when it starts tomorrow.
The weather could be fuck them.
But, dude, okay, so Vegas isn't going to put someone this big of a favorite. They don't just fuck around. Like, just like they did with UConn, they put UConn a pretty heavy favorite. And look, and they won. Like, is Scheffler a lock? Well, I heard he's going to leave. Did you see that story? His wife goes into labor. He's leaving the course.
I don't know if it's so you get your money back, right? It's a voided bet.
Sure on that. And he already has a green jacket, right?
Green jacket, gold jacket. Who gives a shit?
What would you do if you're in a green jacket and your wife's out on her first kid, dude? Would you leave her? Be like, dude, hell no.
Gotta bounce. I would. But
if you
off.
Never had a fucking green jacket, gold jacket, would you stay?
I mean, 50% of marriages end in a divorce anyway. So yeah, I guess.
And if you guys do work it out, just name your kid like freaking Augusta or something. Right?
Don't drink the chocolate, Augustus.
Yeah, I mean, since he already has a green jacket, I'm sure he would take off.
But here's the thing: how often does the favorite win a major?
I'll give you that, but I just never seen 4-1 at the Masters, except for when they did it with Tiger, and Tiger would win, right?
I'm showing 4.5-1 on mine right now.
All right, so that's a boring. Those are boring. That's a boring pick. So who are you liking, man?
I mean, 4.5-1 still pays.
True. So then hammer it. I think Portnoy hammered it. He threw like 300,000.
I'll tell you who I'm liking. And here's the thing. I actually don't see any long shots winning this. I don't see anybody coming from deep in the field.
You're right. It's usually the top.
Guys in the top 10 to 15, I think somebody's going to win this. I do like Rahm at 11.5-1.
I got to go Koepka, 18-1.
See, here's the thing about Koepka. So I'm showing him, I got him at 14-1 on my book right now. And the thing about Koepka is he has not looked good. He's been really slow out of the gate in live. He hasn't looked good in live. Man. I know. What do they call him? Big game Koepka or whatever?
Yep.
I mean, you're right.
I mean, dude, I want to take, but I know long shots, but like I'm seeing like Cam Young and Tommy Fleetwood at 55-1. That's a long shot.
I'm going to tell you the two guys that I like. One of them is the really long shot, 50-1. He's been playing really decent in live. And I know people hate him. And I know you're probably one of the guys that hates him. Give me Sergio. Sergio's playing really solid right now.
He's got a green jacket before.
Exactly. He knows how to handle the pressure. He knows that when to pull what club out of the bag in Tiger's backswing. He knows what to do. Don't be surprised. At 50-1, sprinkle a little. And I'm telling you one right now, one that you're probably not going to ride me on. Who's one of the hottest golfers in the world right now? Other not named. Scottie Scheffler.
Who?
Joaquin, bro. He's got two wins on the live.
Yep.
I got to double check this. I think he may have all top 10 finishes in every live tournament right now. And he's going off at 25-1. I think
that's a sprinkle.
Here's the thing. Here's the crazy thing. He didn't even automatically qualify. He was a special invite from the chairman of Augusta. So he accepted a special invite to play in this tournament. What better storyline could you have in the Masters than that guy who comes from Chile?
He's a beast, man. I know. I forget about these freaking live guys, man.
He'd be my pick right now. He's who I would put money on right now. He's my pick. I'd go Sergio second if I'm splashing some money on guys who are not in like the top 5 to 10 favorites.
Okay. So. Let's just give our final bets. I won't be surprised if Scheffler wins because Vegas does that. They don't fuck around when they put someone 4-1. But I would say Brooks at 18. Yeah. I know he hasn't looked good, but hey, Masters Brooks and then Fleetwood and Cam Young. They're both what do you see them at? Like 50-1? Or is it lower?
Fleetwood and Cam.
Cam Young.
Cam, I'm showing 45-1. Fleetwood 45-1.
Okay, so 45-1. Oh, now I'm just throwing darts now. Thigala and Shane Lowry, those two.
Thigala 45-1. Lowry. Where are you, Lowry?
Let me see him. Is he maybe in the 30?
I must have missed him. Oh, there is 45-1 on mine.
Okay,
also.
I got three guys in the 40-1 range and then Koepka at 18.
I'm going Sergio at 50-1.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm going Rahm. If I'm taking one of the top three favorites, I'm going Rahm at 11.5-1. And again, I like Joaquin 25-1. I think that's a good value on him.
He's playing hot. Like Yeah, the 10-1 to the in the middle to the 50. I like it. And you'll be in Vegas.
I'll give you another 50-1. Give me Morikawa 50-1.
Why not? I think last year he must have been like 20-1. Why is,
if I'm getting 50-1 on Morikawa, I'll take that all day.
Sprinkle. And Spieth? What about Spieth and JT? What their odds at?
JT 50.
Jeez.
Spieth. He's got to be down there too. Spieth.
He's been playing like shit.
Yeah. On my book, I mean, he's yikes. I mean, in my book, there's nothing lower than 50, so I'm assuming he's 50 to 1. Okay.
All right. Let's just hope the weather, it's not going to hold up. It's going to be a delayed start, but let's hopefully finish it on Sunday. Do nothing better than a Sunday finish, right? The Masters.
Yeah, I don't want no Monday finish. Come on.
We'll find a way. Hello, friends. And the Vern Lundquist is last Masters. Crazy.
Wait, is it his too? I thought.
Oh, not maybe not. Is it Nance too?
I don't know why.
That would have been a bigger storyline. I think just Vern.
He might be
which
right.
He'll always have that iconic call, right? What better than most, right? When Tiger chipped it in.
I thought you were talking about the iconic call of who the fuck is Happy Gilmore?
That's the number one call. Hey, if we were on the same page on that one, that would have been perfect. That's true. That's the best call. Forget the Tiger call. What the hell is that? Oh, man.
All right. Masters weekend.
Happy Masters weekend. Make some
little pimento cheese sandwiches.
Yes.
Don't run, only walk.
Exactly. And they take your phones. And what else? Dude, they said there's speakers in the have the birds chirping. About that?
I feel like I've known that for a long time, though. They do that. They've pumped that into the TV broadcast as well.
Oh, I just love the intro music and the hello front. Dude, you got to love it.
And how many times are we going to see the intro of Down the Driveway?
And then Jack's going to, dude, and then how about all the old guys tee off right up? It's the best.
Yeah, par three tournament.
Yeah, who won? Ricky? Dude, you sprinkle on Ricky? Sport.
Sprinkle, he's hot. He won the par three. He's hot.
I know. He's hot. Pick him up.
He's going out too with Cantlay and Lee.
All right. Kings clinch tomorrow. Lakers.
Dodgers stop striking out.
Pretty much. And hopefully one of our Masters bets hits.
And we got Champions League next week too. We'll talk Champions League next week. Dude,
what a crazy week that crazy couple days that was.
We'll know who the final four are by the next time we do this.
And then when's the final?
May.
Got to watch with Drew again. Weren't we at over under that Sunday? Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. We'll get Drew up. We'll pick Drew up. Pick him up.
And you know, they don't go back. It's just one game, right?
One game. It's in London. Host the final this year.
Okay, cool.
All right, bro. Man.
Later, bro.
Later.